This call is being recorded.
It was not recorded up to this point.
What's going on here? You're breathing of actions here.
Anyway, where were we? Oh, yes. Everything is happening for a reason here, people. Everything is going on exactly as it needs to. You do not need to be concerned in any way whatsoever that you are going to miss the boat. There is not going to be missing any boat unless you decide you want to miss the boat. That is up to you. But for all of you that are wanting to move through this ascension process, that are wanting to be in the right place at the right time when the event comes or what we are calling the changeover happens, you are going to be exactly where you need to be in the moment you need to be in. So do not be concerned in any way. Do not be thinking about the RV, the money, and all of this. That will come. That is part of it. Do not be concerned about Nisara being announced. That is part of this as well. Do not be concerned about those of the major arrests and everything. All of this is part of this. You see, you are the ones creating all of this. It is your consciousness that is creating this. So please just get yourself together, get your minds right, and create the best thing that you can, okay? Create everything that you want. Imagine this each and every day. Use your imagination. Imagine. There was a question earlier, what will it be like after the event? And we would say to you to create it now. Create what you want to be after the event. Create what you want to be after everything changes over. It is you that are creating this. It is your creation. You as a collective whole, it is your creation. So create whatever you want. If you want replicators, create replicators. If you want no more money, create that there will be no more money. All of this. But understand that it is all a transition. It is you are going through a transition process. You are not going to go from A to Z without going through B, C, and D, and so on. It does not happen this way. So allow for the process, be in the process, and just be that process, okay? We are ready now. The Shiera is standing by. She has to put up with us for the whole time here. I wonder if she can keep up with us here. But anyway, we go ahead and try. This is kind of an experiment for us to allow me to... Normally, one who serves 3 or 4 or 5, kind of lost count of where we are here at this point. But anyway, we are ready for questions. Oh boy, no questions.
Starting slow.
So we just heard that RV, you're not comfortable about the timing, but I just want to know how close we are.
Are you really asking this question? And you know our answer. You are as close as you want to be. As close as you think you are.
I was thinking a few days.
I'm available Tuesday.
Please understand, the way we're going to answer this question is we are also in anticipation. We are also waiting for the same things to occur. But from our point of view, we see it a little bit different picture than you do. We see it from the larger point of view, from the big picture. And we know that all of this is going to happen. It is already happening. We see what is going on behind the scenes. We have that little bit of extra understanding that maybe you do not have. And it helps greatly to understand that it is all in the process. And we can then tell you that it is all in the process. But we understand that you hear all in the process and soon and all of these things, and you kind of wonder, what are they talking about? They are just blowing smoke up our butts again. Okay. You see? We almost said, you know what, here. But you did not say it. So they would definitely not allow me to come back on then. Anyway, To answer your question, we think we have anyway, that you are close. We are all close. It is coming. It is in the process. And it is just a matter of bringing everything together as the green light has been given, as you know, and everything, all systems are go, all full speed ahead, you might say here, okay?
Thank you.
I have something to add to that.
Yes. Oh, yes, almost forgot about you, Ashira. Sorry.
You want this to be a one-man show today?
No, no, please, no. We're just having fun.
Okay.
We do not get to do this, to play this game too often.
I know. You heard the green light has been given. You were told that this is going to come in little bits, working up to the deluge for the energy, the changes, all of that. So you are looking for those little pieces, Mahendran. You are looking to see what is shown to you that is now behind closed doors. They are not going to answer either days or whatever, but this group, everyone in this group has talked today about feeling that something very big is coming. So have faith in that. Know that you have been told the green light has been given. And we know that you expected to see something in this past week with that announcement. Be patient. Be patient. We know that there is so much that is just a moment's breath away. All right? All right. Thank you. One who serves.
Yes, what she said. Are there further questions here?
One who serves. I've heard many people who've had past life regressions, and one of the key things that happens after they have had a past life regression is that their energy systems seem more abundant and awakened at that point. Can you tell me what process is actually taking place? Why do they feel more energetic or closer to an energy awakening after a past life regression?
Wonderful question. And we would say it is because you're coming to understand yourself as a more full whole here. All is coming together. You are understanding that you are more than just this body, this consciousness here at this time, in this lifetime, that you are a full being that has been around for a very long time. If you are looking at several lifetimes or even just one lifetime in the past, it makes you, gives you the fuller connection of who you are. Okay? Ashira, anything to add here?
Yes. Thank you so much. So number one, it is not necessary to have a past life regression to experience what you are experiencing. So if that was part of your question, that's part of the answer. We talked earlier about the energy that has been feeding your body and opening it up. While we agree with one who serves that past life readings can connect you with a bigger picture of who you are, it is also an opportunity in this life to share with others and to work on yourself through prayer and meditation and readings and all types of things that you can do to learn about what it is that you are, who you are, and what you are for your future. Because that moment, this moment now, and the future is what is important for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, and as you are moving through this process, you are going to, as the veil continues to drop here, you are going to have more understanding of not only your past lives here on the earth, but your fuller connection to all of the systems that you have come through. It will be an awakening that comes into you. Not all at once, because this would tend to blow you away, you might say. But it will come to you more and more. It will become, you will become accustomed to having these memories coming back. It is the same as when you remember back to when you were a child, that a spontaneous memory comes back to you, and you had forgotten about that. But then it comes flooding back to you. It will be very similar to this, but it will be the fuller picture of who you are coming in once this veil has dropped more and more here. Okay?
Thank you.
Other questions here?
One who serves is a salary.
Yes.
I have a question about when I'm laying down and resting, everything, there's a couple times that this happened to me, everything is going by like really fast for just like a couple minutes, but I can't see anything. And it's just like spinning and spinning and spinning, and I don't, I wish I could see. Something's going on, but I can't see it because everything's going by very fast.
Yes. So, Sierra, do you want to
check
this first?
Sure, I'll take
here?
This first.
See, we can play this game, too.
Yes, you can.
You play fair.
Congratulations. This is just one of those opportunities where the veil that is thinning for everyone is thinning for you as well. And what you are seeing is aspects of what is beyond the veil. And so that it is not that you have to catch something. If something comes to you, something illuminates you, something comes to have meaning for you, that's wonderful. But if it is something you are just watching at this moment in time, we often say, sit back and enjoy. That is what we will say now, okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
Many of you are going to begin to, if you have not already, or if you have, it is going to increase very much, but you're going to begin to have more and more glimpses into other dimensional realities. And they may be fleeting at times, they come in and out of your awareness and then disappear, but they will become more and more so, where you will then literally begin to see interdimensionally. And have this understanding again that there is so much more than you in this little lifetime that you are in now. You will come to understand again the fuller picture of who you are and how you are a part of this great oneness here. Okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. There be other questions here? Anything on the
yes.
phone? Anybody out there in phone land there?
Yes. Hi. This is Vidya. It's so nice to hear Gwen serve and Ashira in such a high spirit. That lifts me up completely. Thank you for bringing joy to us. I really like that. And my question is, thank you. Well, my question is about this heat wave that I have in my back and in my neck and through my head. Are these Is it something wrong with me, or is part of my cleansing? What is going on with my body?
This is what James was speaking of earlier, that we encouraged him to speak about the Kundalini energy. And the Kundalini is rising in many here. They may not be aware of it, and sometimes you are aware of it, but it is happening spontaneously, where as before it may have taken lifetimes and lifetimes for it to rise, or to manifest it directly through various yoga type of postures and things of this nature. It is coming up spontaneously in many situations now, and will happen more and more as these energies grow, as the vibrations increase, and certainly once the galactic pulse has reached the Earth here. Everything will shift at that point. Okay, Shira, anything?
Not this time, thank you. Hello, Vidya.
Hi.
Thank you. Your compliment about our smiles. We definitely smile upon you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hello, one who serves.
Yeah.
This is Michelle. When there's light information coming in waves, I've connected that with solar activity in the past, with the increased solar wind speed from coronal holes and solar flares. But I've noticed a difference this week, and the physical effects of these incoming light information I've had from heart palpitations and slightly bloodshot eyes, but this time there was nothing from the sun. There was nothing specific from the sun, and I felt that the light influx was coming from Gaia this time, from the Earth. Was that right?
Yes. What is occurring here is you have heard it before, as the galactic central sun is about to sneeze. We are going to use this terminology again here, because that is in the process. And when that is happening, everything else in the solar system, in the galaxy, shifts. And consciousness is shifting in this waiting process. It is an energy and a rest, as you might say. And up to this point, the galactic central sun has been in a resting state for a very long, long time. And it is about to move into an energy state. And once this energy state happens, it will create a shift, a reverberating shift across the galaxy, across the solar system, and here to the Earth. And when that happens, everything will shift again in that moment as it occurs. Again, though, it is going to be different for everyone when this happens, and you are beginning to feel the precursors of this energy coming in here. It is rather than have it all come at one time, it would be too powerful for this, so it has been lessened somewhat. It has been coming in, but the full pulse of energy has not yet arrived. Okay? Is Sheila, anything to add here?
Well, you asked if it was from Gaia. It is not from Gaia. It is from the galactic central sun.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Are there further questions here?
I'm sorry, Karen. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I have two questions. One is, the message of putting my attention on ether has been coming through for years, and I don't hear anybody ever speaking about ether. And I'm aware that ether is, you know, sound and light, and ether makes all life form, and it brings all things to life and flourish. This is what's been brought to my awareness so far. I was guided to ask if you have any other insights to share on the topic of ether that could be beneficial to all of us.
Sheila, do you want to go?
I don't know that I have a specific answer for this. This is something that has been built up not only in you but in others in terms of looking for opportunities for growth and options. I will just say that this is not something that we care to address at the moment. Go ahead, when he serves.
Very good. If you're not going to address it, we will not either.
Okay. All right. I understand. Start for the math.
You will not address it either.
What is that? I'm sorry. Pardon me.
We're just joking here. Having fun. It's so enjoyable. You people are crazy. But we are crazy too. Well, at least mostly I am crazy.
Did you have another question?
I did. So I shared earlier with the group the awareness, and once again, I feel if it's happening for me that others will be experiencing this or are experiencing it. It's not just me. Being aware that I am sharing multidimensionally with information that, you know, insights that are being revealed to me, what's the question? Why am I being made aware that I'm sharing multidimensionally? I mean, I'm having like 3-4 hour talks with what one would feel is, you know, myself, but I'm aware that I'm actually sharing multidimensionally on the insights that are coming in. So what is the importance of that and the benefit of that for all that are participating in this experience?
This is what we were speaking of earlier, and we will talk about this in a more general fashion here, that all are going to, are having, or are going to have more of these multidimensional experiences. most more of these understandings that you are so much more than who you have thought you were up to this point, that you are a greater being, and in these multidimensional understandings and fashions, as you move up higher and higher into these vibrations, higher vibrations here.
So I'm spending so more of my time. I thought you were done.
Wait. It is all part of the orchestration that we have been speaking of, that more and more of you will have experiences, more and more will feel the dropping of the veil and know that it has dropped. Can you imagine, just for a moment, imagine what it will be like when the veil has dropped completely and everything is open? All of the questions you have wondered about, you have asked about, will all be there. You will have all the answers. You already do. You just forgot you do. You do not know that you have those answers. Everything you are asking those of us, you already know the answer to. You could probably answer things maybe we can't even answer. So just be patient, allow for the process, and everything is taking care of itself. Okay, Ashira?
Perfect.
Nothing to add?
Nothing to add.
Okay.
Any further questions
here?
Yes.
One says a cobra put up a new update saying the energy or vibration shifted so that the election might go on, and one of those two unfortunate choices might get elected. Could you please comment on
that? What we can say on this is, as the other one who serves always tends to say, it is based on probabilities. It is not based on predictions or psychic understandings or anything of this nature. It is just simply probabilities. It is science. And as we look at this situation right now, in this moment, as we are speaking, it is still, as we have been saying, those of us have been saying, that the election that you know of is not going to occur as you have already always had it here. There is going to be some changes to this. Now, please understand that as the one you are speaking of, Cobra, has spoken of here, based on timeline understandings and this type of thing, this can shift. Consciousness can shift this. And if it does shift in this way, then rather than going with plan A here, we will go with plan B or C or D or whatever is necessary here. You see, it is all part of the process. If we cannot come in the front door, we will come in the back door or the side door or the basement or something of this nature, you see?
Yes.
Ashira?
So we would answer very similarly that this has been an opportunity for change that we have been talking about for months and months here. We have said that this will not be the same type of election. This is not going to be the new future that you are creating. So stay in the creation of where you are. Do not let even one who is respected as Cobra change your mind. Continue with your mindset and your believing that this is not going to happen, and that the new process is in place and taking over, and know that the people who are to be in charge for even a little while are people that are agreeable to all of Americans. Okay?
Yes.
Very good. Any other questions here?
I have one more question. It's been said that there are agreements taking place between the Agarthans and some of the other Galactic Federation entities, that they're trying to agree on which species is going to want contact with us first. And there's been much talk from the Yael, Esasani, and some of these other species that have said, we would like to come first, and yet the Agarthans seem to have just recently agreed that they would like to be one of the first to come up and make first contact with their brethren right here on the planet. Has there been any firming of when or not? I shouldn't ask when because I really don't care, but who is going to be first to contact us when that does occur?
Yes, we understand the question. Please understand that it is not the three-dimensional understanding that you are coming across through here. In terms of those that have been speaking of this are looking at this from a point of view of all of those various councils and such coming forward and saying, we want to be first, we want to be first. And no, no, not you, we go first. But you see, that is against the universal law. That is against the service to others. And those of the ones who are involved in this entire process are already at the point of service to others and would not be clamoring to come forward first. It has already been decided by much higher levels of beings than those that you have mentioned at this point. Has already been decided. We cannot say directly who it is going to be, but it is more than likely going to be Pleiadian or Sirian or something of this nature in the beginnings here. But wherever it is, whatever civilization it is, they will be very close to the human condition as it is here on Earth at first. That will begin to acclimate the various peoples of the planet to appreciate and have no fear whatsoever of what is coming in as the first contact happens here. Ashira, anything to add?
Maybe a slightly different take on this.
Very good.
All right.
We have a debate here going?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get this going.
All right. We've already seen some of those from the Agarthan areas coming and visiting with people on the surface, and we will see more of this. We will see more as they share their technology, as you move up in your vibration, you go through your events, your changeover, and you will see them on the surface with their technology, sharing these with you, with your free technology, and talking about the healing chambers, working with those with people. And as the humans become more accustomed to that, then they will be more open to other experiences. And we will have then those opportunities for the landing to occur and the cities of light open for those who want to visit those areas as well and attend to healing chambers in the skies or in ships or in the earth. So that is our answer for this particular question. Thank you.
Very well said. Other questions here?
I have a question. It's Judy. As
yes.
Metaphysicians, there's a belief that when you see something in another person that you don't like, they are mirroring back to you something you don't like in yourself. Okay?
Yep.
And I'm going to pick on poor Donald Trump. I just absolutely got, and I look at everything and I go, but I'm not like that in any way. So, complete my sentence.
Do not understand. Complete your sentence.
Well, why?
Well, she's saying that she doesn't see it.
If that is true, that people mirror back to us things that we don't like about ourselves, why are so many of us so opposed to the energy of Donald Trump? We're not all that mean.
It is not so much that you are opposed to the energy of this one or the energy of the other one. It is that you are opposed to the energy of all of this that has come previous to this. You are opposed to the business as usual, you might say. So that all of this is shifting. It is shifting within you. It is shifting within all of the light workers. And it is shifting now beyond this. Many of the people are coming to understand that we do not want the same thing over and over. We are ready to awaken. We do not want the old ways here. We do not want those ways of the cabal and all of this. We want the new understanding. We want the new golden age. We want peace. We want love. We want harmony. All of this. And anything that comes to you, you would turn away from, you see? So it is a part of you that is being mirrored here, but it is not so much that you are like this one, it is that you are not like this one. You are not like the other one. You are not like any that have come previous to this, you see? You are ready for the new understandings, the new ones to come forward that will lead this country, lead this planet in a level of peace and understanding and oneness. Ashira?
I agree completely. Thank you.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was very good, yes.
Thank you.
We marvel at ourselves sometimes. Any further questions here?
Yes, one would serve. I am a little confused about this with the election situation, because I kind of understood from what you said before that if we visualize the change, so do we have will we have any impact in this coming election? So if we all agree that we don't want any of these because it's more of what we don't like, right? We all, well, at least this group, I'm pretty sure we do agree on that. So if we meditate or we mentally visualize change, which we know is happening, do we have an impact in the outcome or is already decided?
Sierra, do you want to address this?
Video, we smile for you. What we said was hold your vision of what you want to have happen. We have said and we continue to say that these elections will not take place. This will not be part of your reality. We know the time is coming short for the elections. We know that, but we continue to say that at this point in time, what has continued to be shown is that these two people have been outrageous. They have been outrageous in what they've said. They have been outrageous in what they do. They are outrageous. And they are outrageous to be to the point where people do not want to vote for either of them. We know that there are those who have information out there that makes you think that this is a going thing, one of these or the other. But we say that they have been outrageous so that people know that they are not good choices. And then when the change overcomes, it will be easy to make your vote that you want for the person you want. May not be anybody that you know now, Vidya. Maybe a totally new person. And that is perfect, okay?
Ashira, that is so, I am so very grateful for that. Because here I am scratching my head thinking, what kind of choice should I make? I know I should go and vote, but certainly I don't want to. And thank you. So this election will not happen. And I am so grateful for that. Thank you.
Tell you what you can do. If the election does happen and you want to go vote, go and vote and write in the box that says write in none of the above.
Back
that
on.
Everyone wrote that in, but what that would be like.
Yeah, really.
As a write-in candidate. We don't want any of your stuff here.
That's a great suggestion. Thank you. I will spray that word. Thank you.
Put it out on your, what is it called? Facebook and Twitter. Twitter? What are the weird things? Tweet. You twit.
Tweet.
That's weird.
Tweet.
Tweet. You tweet.
Yeah.
Not twit. Tweet. Well, you're going to have fun transcribing this one, Susan.
Yeah.
Any further questions here?
I have a question, please.
Yes.
We talk about the Great Central Sun. And I would like to know more definition of the Great Central Sun and who dwells on the Great Central Sun. The way I understand it now, I could be mistaken, but it is the prime creator or our mother, Father God, and it's through that Great Central Sun that comes through our sun that gives us warmth and does its thing as our sun.
Just as this body you are on here, Gaia, is ensouled by a being, so is your sun here, your solar system sun, ensouled by a being. Each planet within the solar system is ensouled by a being. And beyond that, into the galaxy, you have all of the various solar systems within the galaxy that are ensouled by at their sun level, and so on and so on, and then to the galactic central sun is ensouled by a great being there. We would not call that prime creator, but creator of this particular galaxy, yes, you see. So it is the being that ensouls the galaxy here. That is who we're speaking of here when we speak of this galactic pulse that is coming. And the one that has created the green light, though, is beyond this.
Thank you. Thank you. Much better.
Anything to add here this year?
No, I think you did great.
Very good. Any further questions here?
Shanti, this accept my obeisance is one of your service. This is Moses, and I wanted to just get a health check. Are we making a difference? For years we've just been going on faith and hope that the meditations and the visualizations we're doing, add to the added value. But yeah, would you mind giving us a health check and letting us know if this is just wishful thinking or if we're really doing something? It seems to me that it's been a really hard life. And, sometimes I wonder, was it worth it? Was it worth it to come and endure this, monstrous levels of pain and suffering? And, it turns out that we're just doing wishful thinking and not putting a dent in anything. Thank you.
You are wanting a pep talk here, no? We can give you a pep talk. We think we have been giving you pep talks for a long time here. We have been saying over and over that you are the ones that are creating this. You are the ones you have been waiting for. You are the ones that are making the difference. Not only we have said this, Ananda has said this, and Saint Germain, and Archangel Michael, and the Guardians. Everyone is saying this. So when are you going to believe it? Please believe it and you will see it. Believing is seeing. It is no longer seeing is believing. It is believing is seeing. And the more you come to understand that, you will come to understand how powerful you are as individuals, as a group, as a extended group, as well as a collective consciousness here on the planet. And into the solar system, and even into the galaxy. Ashira, anything to add?
No, I love the pep talk. Good job.
Yes.
I will add this. We know that every person on the planet has one degree or another of suffering that they have done in this lifetime and in all of their lifetimes on the planet. You are part of a group that has been developing and moving toward the creation of a new world with new rules, new opportunities for all. You have made a very big difference in the collective consciousness of the planet. Meditations with each person in this room, each person who has participated, have continued to bring light into this planet. We would say that even though you have your downtimes, my friend, when you connect with this group and you arise, you arise to the full height of your ambition, the full height of your vibration, and everything will come to be as calm and as peaceful and as loving as you imagine it to be and believe it to be. Thank you.
We'd like to use analogy here, and we're finding this analogy through the James because it is what you call your football season here. So if you are the football team, you as the collective whole here on the planet, the collective consciousness, you are the football team. You are the ones that are out there on the field playing the game, going from end to end and throwing this little ball around and doing these things that you do in this game. And those of us are the coaches. We are the coaches standing by. We are also the cheerleaders that are pepping you on here. And we are also the fans. All of the galactics out there and the Agarthans are the fans. They're the ones that are cheering you on and giving you the impetus and the further pep, I guess we can say here. You know, kind of moving you along with our cheering and our applauding and all of this. But you are the ones that are on the field. You have to play the game. We can coach you. We can give you the plays. We can send them in for you. But you have to run them. You have to do what everything you can do to make it happen, to go from one end to the other and score a touchdown here, as we are finding it. Okay? This good analogy?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. We are needing to end here. Is there any one further question, or then we are going to release channel here?
This is Christine. I have a question. Could you explain to me exactly who Prime Creator is, or what, you know, people refer to Prime Creator, giving a green light? Is Prime Creator like Rita was thinking the Central Galactic Sun was?
Beyond your imagination, beyond your understanding. You see, at a three-dimensional level of understanding, you cannot quite grasp this. But once the veil has dropped, once you have moved up into higher vibrations, into multidimensional realities that you have not known existed, then you will have more of an understanding of just who and what Prime Creator is. Please understand that it is not a male or a female or some little creature running around or anything of this nature. It is energy. It is pure energy, conscious energy. And it is a conscious energy that creates and has created. And this conscious creative energy is in each of you, in all of us. We all have the conscious creative energy of Prime Creator. You see, this is how we can create. And you have forgotten this, but you will come to understand that you can create as well and manifest immediately anything that it is that you wish to have. Ashir, anything to add here?
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Very good. Then we are going to release channel here now. We have enjoyed this time. We do not know if they'll give me another chance here to be the narrator here, or the MC, you might say. But hopefully we will be back here and we can do this again. We've so enjoyed this. And we so enjoy the times that we can spend with you. Okay?
We'll
Shanti. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. I am Ashiro. What a fun time today, huh? It's fun to have this one who serves visit with us as a mainstay for the day. He brings a different view of things. He brings a different humor to things, which is wonderful. And I wanted to talk today about joy. That is perfect for the one who serves who was with us. When we think about joy, as an emotion that overtakes you and carries you through, Sometimes when people think about joy, they think about moments of joy in their lives. As you move up in vibration, the joy that takes hold of you carries you longer and longer. Do things that bring you joy. See things that bring you joy. Feel things that bring you joy. Fifth dimensional being is one who feels joy at all times. And just to hang that over your head is a carrot for you. To help you see that the joy that is in your life brings you into higher vibrations. And so take the time, wherever you are at this moment, to see the joy that is present in your life. Travel to see joy in the greens of the forest of this state. Travel to the desert and watch the sunset over the desert. Spend time with children. Spend time. Some people may not think that's joy. I hear that. Spend time with children. Sharing with them, seeing what interests them. So many of the children that are being born today are fifth dimensional children, and they will share themselves as the world continues its changes and surprise their parents with their insights and their understanding. These are times to enjoy one's life. To move beyond those things that have been bothering one and moving into those higher dimensions, to share with others the opportunities that are coming for all. We give you our love and our blessings. Namaste.